speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states. The candidate countries Montenegro and Albania aligned themselves with this statement. Mr. Chair, I would like to congratulate you on your election and assure you of our full cooperation and support. The EU and its member states have a long-standing commitment to the CCW and its protocols, which play a key role in the implementation of IHL. Putting this important convention on a solid financial footing ahead of the sixth review conference should be our common priority. Regrettably, the financial situation remains deeply troubling. As noted by you, Mr. Chair, in your non-paper, the timely and full payment of annual assessed contributions is the only guarantee of the sustainability of the CCW processes. Once again, we urge all states which have not yet done so to settle their outstanding contributions and arrears without delay. We consider that the CCW is a unique international instrument gathering diplomatic, legal, and military expertise with the wide participation of governments, international and regional organizations, civil society, academia, and the private sector. This makes it an appropriate forum to address alleged violations and respond to fast-paced developments in the field of weapons technology. We call upon all high contracting parties to implement their legal, reporting, and technical obligations. Further attention should also be devoted to promoting universal adherence to the CCW and its protocols. And in this regard, we welcome the efforts made by Finland and Poland, respectively. We reiterate our concern over the increasing impact of attacks with IEDs worldwide and their indiscriminate use and effects, in particular in the perpetration of terrorist acts. We welcome the CCW's growing role in counter-IED work and encourage all states to take stringent national measures to prevent the supply of weapons and explosive precursors to terrorists. The European Union will continue to provide assistance to third countries to strengthen their capacities to mitigate the impact of IEDs. We remain concerned at the humanitarian impact and the heavy consequences on social and economic development arising from the indiscriminate and disproportionate use of mines other than anti-personnel mines. Whilst acknowledging that MOTAPAM are legitimate weapons, parties are obliged to ensure that they are used in accordance with IHL and that all feasible precautions are taken to protect civilians. We believe that MOTAPAM should remain on the CCW agenda. We recall that international law, in particular IHL and international human rights law, fully applies to all weapon systems, and that states remain responsible and accountable for their use in armed conflict. Ensuring compliance with IHL principles and rules is crucial, particularly when armed conflicts are increasingly fought in urban areas, exposing civilians and civilian infrastructure to substantial risks. We call on all parties to armed conflict to fully comply with IHL principles and rules. We appreciate the recent efforts to give further attention to the issue, raise awareness of the challenges associated with the indiscriminate use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in densely populated areas, and share best practices with the aim to protect the civilian populations and civilian objects from the effects of hostilities. We condemn the alleged use of incendiary weapons, which has continued to occur against civilians or military targets located within a concentration of civilians in Syria. We call on all states not yet party to join Protocol 3 of the Convention and fully comply with its provisions. We regret that Protocol 3 issues were removed from the CCW agenda because of the opposition by one high contracting party, and we request to have them back in 2020. The European Union welcomes the outcome of the 2019 session of the GG laws as a good basis for further progress and calls for the endorsement of the 11 guiding principles. We emphasize that human beings should make the decisions with regard to the use of lethal force, exert control over lethal systems they use, and remain accountable for decisions over life and death in order to ensure compliance with international law, in particular IHL and international human rights law. Human-machine interaction plays a key role and should be further elaborated within the CCW in order to achieve progress. sufficient time should be set aside in 2020-21 towards this end. We call upon all high contracting parties to engage constructively in order to agree on substantive recommendations on clarification, consideration and development of aspects of a normative and operational framework. Mr. Chair, the promotion of gender equality, awareness of gender issues, empowerment of women and prevention of gender-based violence are important cross-cutting priorities for the European Union. We therefore encourage active and equal participation of women in the CCW and other fora. I thank you, Mr. Chair.